Rapid spread of the coronavirus has seen many companies allow employees to work from home, and the numbers are going to rise as the national lockdown comes into effect at midnight this evening. This is certainly adding pressure on the internet providers as traffic increases. The question is, can they handle it? And joining me with more detail, CEO of Rain, Willem Roos. Thanks so much, Willem, for joining us on the line this evening. So in the era of social distancing, remote everything has become a common practice, with universities and businesses alike now having been forced to make the switch. But with data still an expensive commodity in South Africa, how much of a barrier do you see this presenting to keep South Africa working? And I guess not only from a cost perspective, but from an accessibility perspective as well.
Good evening, Alicia. Yes, thanks for speaking to me. It certainly is a challenge for the South African telco industry to continue to provide connections for everybody at this point in time. As you've noted, we have seen increases in our traffic, particularly data traffic, and we really do realize that we are an essential service, and we're working around the clock to make sure that we get as many people connected and to keep the network stable. As to the cost thereof, you're right, data is expensive, but the industry as a whole, I think, has done a lot of work recently to try and get that cost down. Rain, for example, only offers unlimited type of packages, which I think works really well in this instance. So your clients don't have to worry about unexpected data costs. But certainly the whole industry is trying to work together, you know, to keep as many people connected and to enable them to work and to learn and to keep doing their thing at home. You know, during this time of lockdown, I think it's one of the key aspects that will help people to cope and also to keep our economy ticking over.
You talk about industry working collectively here. Let's take a look at the role government is playing, because it's expected to look into this, you know, access to spectrum. It says it's going to be issuing new frequency to telcos firms on a temporary basis in order to expand this network. Are you buying into that? How much relief or how much of the strain do you see being alleviated?
Yes, that's a very good point, and I can only commend government for the leadership that the president and government has shown, and we're waiting with bated breath for, I expect it will either be today or tomorrow when the temporary spectrum regulations will be announced and maybe some temporary spectrum would be made available. And Alicia, it's absolutely crucial for us to get access to that, to reduce the cost of providing data together with having the capacity. So it's actually one of the few levers we can pull relatively quickly should we get extra spectrum, and you actually can just deploy it even on existing networks without you know, engaging in big infrastructure builds, literally, you know, from behind our computers in our data centers. We can deploy that spectrum and make more capacity available. Some instances will require some actual infrastructure build, and that's going to take time. So yeah, we'll have to see what we can do during this lockdown period. But any additional spectrum will be very welcome to the whole industry, and it will give a lot of extra capacity. You need spectrum for capacity. So hopefully government will assist us in that regard. But I have to say they have been very forthcoming and proactive in engaging with the whole industry on that. We sit in conference calls with them literally every single day, if not a couple of times a day.
Okay, so nice to see that you've got private sector and government, public sector working collaboratively here. No details, however, Willem, have been provided regarding how exactly the spectrum is going to be allocated. Is there any particular way, I mean, you'd like to see things swing as far as allocation is concerned? I mean, what would be the optimal strategy?
Look, that optimal strategy is quite a technical thing, so it depends on which spectrum band you're talking about. There is some spectrum in the 2600 band. I'm sorry for using a bit of jargon, but that's a 4G band, which is not used a lot currently in South Africa, or that spectrum is not currently being utilized. Rain is one of the few players which has a small allocation there. So if everybody can get more of 2600, then we can deploy that relatively quickly to create new capacity. Rain already has a number of 5G towers, particularly in Gauteng, built, and there's lots of 5G spectrum that can be made available, and that creates enormous amounts of capacity. So that would be two examples. I'm sure there will be quite a lot of other spectrum areas in the lower frequencies. That's ideally suited to the rural areas to provide some access and connectivity there. Unfortunately, I think that would require some infrastructure build. But remember, some of the telcos in South Africa have significant resources and can do things quickly. Yeah. So it's quite a complex matter, as it always is. But I'm sure between ourselves and government, we can come to a practical solution.
Willem, very quickly before I let you go, how much leniency are you affording your customers right now? I mean, can you afford to put an offer like that on the table as far as not disconnecting internet services or charging late fees to customers who have payment issues during the lockdown period is concerned?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And the last thing we want to do is to leave our customers in the lurch at this point in time. Look, customers have to pay their bills for the telco industry and our company to be sustainable. If everybody suddenly stops paying, that's not a sustainable situation. But certainly, we're going to endeavor to not disconnect customers at this point in time until the lockdown is over. We look at each individual customer's profile and make sure that we take responsible decisions. But the last thing we want to do, not only from a Rain point of view, the whole industry, is to disconnect customers.
Okay.
We understand they need the service, and we're all pulling together to do the best we can to keep people connected.
Willem, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Rain, Willem Roos.